CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Local organizations in Pueblo County are working to create more community COVID-19 vaccination sites. Judy Solano with Southern Colorado Harm Reduction says building trust starts with slowing down and taking time to answer questions.
Because we've been running at 100 miles an hour trying to get everyone vaccinated, we need to listen to people and hear what their fears are or their misinformation.
The organization is partnering with the Pueblo Library District to host vaccine clinics at every library in the county this month. Meat producer JBS was targeted by a ransomware attack over the weekend. Greeley is home to the largest JBS beef plant in the country, and more than 2,000 employees' shifts were canceled today because of the cyber attack. The White House says the ransom demand likely came from a criminal organization in Russia. It's not clear how the attack may impact meat supply. A new law makes it easier for military families about to be stationed in Colorado to enroll their children in K through 12 schools before getting a permanent address.
It's among a number of bills this session that aim to help members of the military and veterans. Another bill is still in progress that would let companies create a veteran hiring preference for people transitioning back to civilian life.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Tonight, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins, chance of thunderstorms, lows around 50. This is CPR News.